Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. Last year on this day, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response, the Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May. Striking 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the Pahalgam attack victims and reaffirmed the country's resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Marking the first anniversary of the horrific Pahalgam terror attack, diplomatic missions and foreign envoys remembered the victims and expressed solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. Australia's High Commissioner to India, Philip Green, said on social media, they joined their Indian friends and colleagues to remember the innocent lives lost in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. He said Australia stands against terrorism in all its forms. The British High Commission in India condemned terrorism in all its forms and reiterated UK's commitment to peace and security through international cooperation. The French Embassy in India, in a social media post, expressed solidarity with India and reaffirmed its resolve in the global fight against terrorism. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar also paid tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack while expressing solidarity with the bereaved families. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. More than 44,300 polling booths have been set up in the first phase. Second phase of polling in the state is to take place on the 29th of this month. The Election Commission has reported seizures exceeding 1,000 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal amid assembly elections and by-elections. The Commission said since the activation of the election seizure management system in February this year, West Bengal recorded seizures worth over 472 crore rupees, including cash, liquor, drugs, precious metals and freebies, while Tamil Nadu reported seizures of over 599 crore rupees. The ECI said over 5,000 flying squad teams and more than 5,300 static surveillance teams have been deployed across both states for rapid response and surprise checks. District grievance committees have also been set up to address complaints related to enforcement activities. The government today said that uninterrupted supply of oil and gas is being ensured in the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia conflict, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said effective steps have been taken to ensure normal supply of LPG, PNG, petrol and diesel in the country. She added that the supply of domestic LPG is normal and over 45 lakh bookings were registered yesterday and around 51 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered. She also highlighted that over 8,000 tons of commercial LPG were sold yesterday. The Atal Pension Yojana APY has achieved a significant milestone by surpassing total gross enrollments of 9 crore subscribers till yesterday. The Ministry of Finance said that gross enrollments during the last financial year have crossed over 1 crore 35 lakh subscribers, marking the highest ever enrollments recorded in a single financial year since the inception of the scheme. In women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in the third T20 International of the 5-match series at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg tonight at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. And in IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.